local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5 on this 13th anniversary. I hate that term, but 13 years since Katrina. Dr. Bill's got our full forecast coming up, 75 now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions so far this morning. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling now for the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, we've had light traffic and no delays. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. See them at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures near 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
6:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Speaking of sports, of course, Auburn football and college football kicking off all over the map on Saturday. Tonight, coming up, it's the Auburn Tiger Radio Show to get you ready for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Megenson is going to be giving you all the Auburn Tigers info you need before the season starts on Saturday.
All right, so that's tonight at 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, it is Tiger Talk, and you'll be able to get the coach's perspective, and Rod Bramlett, who I heard something the other day. Rod Bramlett's been working with the sports department at Auburn like 20 years or something.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Rod, you're old. Just point that out. We'll talk more about that coming up. All right, 6:09, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. His votes will not be counted, despite Jim Bonner's appeal to the Alabama Republican Party. On Saturday, the party rejected former Public Service Commission candidate Bonner's appeal of the party's decision not to count his votes in this year's GOP primary. Back on May 31st, it was decided by the party not to certify votes for Bonner because of comments or Facebook posts attributed back to him, which some considered racist and anti-Semitic and offensive. Bonner says his comments were taken out of context. He received 49.7% of the vote in the June 5th primary, narrowly losing to incumbent Jeremy Oden. Well, on Saturday, 84% of the committee members voted for the motion, which was initiated during that meeting this summer, and Bonner was not able to attend that meeting, but pledged that he would consider the matter closed if the party reversed itself and counted his votes, and that he would fully support the party's candidates in November. Well, he's in an about-face. He now says he's running a write-in campaign in the Alabama Senate District 6. The hunt is on for an escaped inmate. 35-year-old Marcus Jermaine Smith escaped from the Childersburg Community Work Center around 5:12 a.m. yesterday. The Alabama Department of Corrections says Smith is currently serving a 20-year sentence for a 2006 conviction of second-degree assault. He's described as a black male, weighing 180 pounds and 6 feet tall. He has black hair and brown eyes. If you have information, call 1-800-831-8825. This is Ms. Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Coming up, Mississippi, more green lights on their state lottery. Now Alabama will be completely fenced in with lotto states. We'll talk about that coming up. And also, yes, it was the Mobile City Council's turn to take a talk about the drag queen story hour yesterday. We'll give you some of the audio. I was going to say highlights, but I stopped myself, and we'll give you some of the audio from yesterday's conversation.
There were some classic moments.
Oh my gosh!
From both the speakers that came up to talk and the city council, I see some definite midday Mobile intro candidates.
Yes. Oh my God! Like yesterday. Yesterday was instead of just listening to an album, mm-hmm. the latest album for the Mobile City Council, we're listening to a greatest hits.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those albums that you, like a Steely Dan Asia, where you go, every one of these songs mm-hmm. is great.
First city council that I didn't want to end. I'm surprised that the crowd didn't cheer for an encore,
encore.
They started to leave. Come back. Come back.
If you didn't get a chance to hear what we're talking about, we'll play you some of those clips coming up in just a little bit. And yeah, 13 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina making landfall on the Gulf Coast. We'll talk more about that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up at 6:35. Hopefully you get a chance on the Twitter feed. You can look. I've linked through one of the links from Dr. Bill and the Winds of Katrina, the series of videos he put out, the DVD, all about how Katrina, you know, was a Category 3 at landfall. Did damage like a Category 5 and had winds stretching 100 miles, a hurricane force. He kind of explains it and breaks it down in that video. We'll play a little bit of that coming up right here on Mobile Mornings.
Visit Dauphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches, plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. In Florida, the incumbent in the House District 1 race didn't even bother to show up in the state for Tuesday's primary. Matt Gaetz stayed in Washington but pulled in 60% of the Republican vote. He'll face Democrat Jennifer Zimmerman in November. And Governor Rick Scott easily wins the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. He'll face longtime incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in November. Mobile City Council says it can do nothing to stop a drag queen from reading to kids. It's set to take place September 8th.
It's morally wrong. It's not legally wrong now. Because it's nothing against it. There's no law against reading.
The library says Rainbow Mobile met all requirements to book their meeting room. Some groups plan to protest. You give your kids Children's Advil, Pfizer is voluntarily recalling the suspension bubblegum flavor because of a labeling mistake. You could accidentally give your child too much. The dosage cup is marked in teaspoons, but the label on the bottle is marked in milliliters. The recall only affects the 4-ounce bottles sold between May and June of this year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves beat Tampa 9-5 after scoring 4 eighth-inning runs, including this 2-run shot from pinch hitter Tyler Flowers.
The pitch.
Fly ball down the line. Long run. Tyler Flowers with his
Yuck.
Yeah, I love, you know, right next to soccer goal calls from the booth, I love home run calls. They've been outstanding this year. Washington beat Philadelphia for the second night in a row, 5-4. That means Atlanta now leads Philly by 4.5 games for the NL East lead, with just over 1 month remaining in the regular season. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Mets and Chicago Cubs game was suspended in the 10th inning with the score tied at 1. Because of a rain delay. That means they'll finish the game today. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-2. Christian Yelich hit 2 home runs, but his Milwaukee Brewers fell to Cincinnati 9-7. The New York Yankees rallied in the 8th and 9th innings to beat the Chicago White Sox 5-4. Oakland beat Houston 4-3. That means the A's are now only 1.5 games behind the Astros for the AL West division lead. Cleveland crushed Minnesota 8-1. Kansas City beat Detroit 6-2. Colorado snuck past the LA Angels 3-2. Boston beat Miami 8-7, and the LA Dodgers got the win against Texas 8-4. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost the series finale against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 5-4 in 10 innings, with the score tied at 3-9. Mobile's Zach Gibbons hit an RBI single to give Mobile a 4-3 lead, but Pensacola would win the game with 2 outs in the bottom of the 10th when outfielder Aristides Aquino hit a 2-run double. Bay Bears get tonight off before beginning their final 5-game homestand of the season at the Hank beginning tomorrow. Mobile will take on the Montgomery Biscuits tomorrow night through Labor Day. In college football, former Alabama Crimson Tide quarterback Blake Barnett has been named the starting quarterback for the University of South Florida. Barnett joined USF as a graduate transfer in May with 2 seasons of eligibility left. He began his career at Alabama and started the 2016 opener before being replaced by Jalen Hurts. And news from our friends at the Mobile Sports Authority, Magnolia Grove Golf Course in Mobile has been awarded the right to host the Gulf South Conference's 2019 Men's and Women's Golf Championships. The course is part of Alabama's Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail and was recently named one of the top 50 public courses by Golf World Magazine. The tournament will be held April 14th through 16th in 2019. And don't forget, you're invited to sign up for the first ever FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. We've already got over 115 signed up. If you think you can pick this year's NCAA football games better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 family, well, there's only one way to find out. Sign up at the link on my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk106.5. All right, and you have to sign up by Saturday.
Yeah, and once that's in, don't come trash talking if you're not signed up.
Yes.
Fair enough. That is your entry into the trash talk.
Yeah, I'm going to hit that little lock button on the ESPN Fantasy as soon as the game starts. No more people can come in, no more people can come out. Then you're locked in the Thunderdome.
That's right.
So the trash talk will officially start.
And there will be... So we're still figuring out the prizes.
Yes.
A trophy.
There will be a trophy,
maybe
I can
some
promise
craft
you that.
Beer, something like that in the mix. And to see how, if you want to know how the trash talk works, y'all are lambs to the slaughter. I'm about to smoke all of y'all year, okay? All right?
I love it already.
All right, come here, little children. Come here. Do your college pick'em.
You're going to be like the Shooter McGavin of this. You're going to talk so much trash.
Me? Yeah, you bunch of punks.
That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures near 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Choose a real living Florida manatee to adopt at Save the Manatee Club. Aqua, Gator, Rocket, Una, Whiskers, Electra. Just some of the manatees in the Adopt a Manatee program, each with a known history. An adoption includes a color photo, biography, adoption certificate, and more. Half the fun of adopting a manatee is choosing just the right one, and you're helping protect these imperiled marine mammals and their habitat. Call toll-free 1-800-432-JOIN or visit SaveTheManatee.org.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue so far from Airport Dolphin to Moffitt and 65. No problems traveling downtown through the George Wallace through the Bankhead tunnels. A good ride over to the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Fair Hope, and Spanish Fort for now. You're checking in accident-free. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:20 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile mornings on this Wednesday. That's a fantastic idea. Thomas just said he might be able to help us in the trophy department here for the College Pick'em Challenge. He said that this, and he absolutely understands kind of our budget and how we do things around here. He said he had an old bowling trophy of his, and we could, what is the term? Repurpose? Mm-hmm. Repurpose it to be the trophy for the College Pick'em Challenge.
He said we should take the bowling ball off the top and replace it with a football, and we said, no, that's not how we do things. I think the bowling ball would actually be a cooler trophy for whoever wins this tournament.
Okay, so we're working on the trophy department, and we'll have some prizes to go on with it as well, but remember, you get locked out come Saturday, so make sure you get signed up in the College Pick'em Challenge. Details on your Twitter feed and our Facebook.
That's right. At the very top of my Twitter feed, at Dalton Orwig.
All right. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Another well-known name is urging President Donald Trump to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Jerry Falwell Jr. is the president of Liberty University. He told Political, quote, Sessions is really not on the president's team, never was. He's wanted to be Attorney General for many, many years. I have a feeling he took a gamble and supported the president because he knew he would reward loyalty. Falwell says that he has urged the president to fire Sessions, of course, the former Alabama senator and very early Trump supporter. Last week, the president said he only named Sessions to the AG position because of, quote, loyalty as one of his, quote, original supporters. Sessions, though, responded back with, quote, while I am Attorney General, the actions of the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. It's no secret that the president has been very vocal in his displeasure of Sessions for recusing himself for the Russian investigation. Mark your calendars if you want to know about the budget in the port city. The Mobile City Council has designated its regular meeting on September the 4th for a public hearing on Mayor Sandy Stimson's proposed 2018-2019 budget. The budget was filed with the city clerk's office August the 20th as required by state law. Council is required to pass a budget by September 20th after holding at least one public hearing at which, quote, any citizen of the city shall be given an opportunity to be heard for or against the estimates of any item. So in the mayor's proposed general fund budget, resources, revenues, transfers in, and reserve carryover are projected to increase from the previous year's estimate of a little more than $242 million to a new estimate of $246.4 million. Public hearing is 10:30 September the 4th in the auditorium on the first floor of Government Plaza. If you'd like to see the mayor's message, a budget, and the entire document, go to cityofmobile.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams at the University of South Alabama. The year 2005 was the most active hurricane season on record. During that year, 27 named storms roamed the Atlantic Basin, with several major hurricanes reaching the Gulf of Mexico. One of those storms was Hurricane Katrina, the most destructive hurricane in U.S. history. On August 29, 2005, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama experienced a day that will never be forgotten.
That's for sure. 625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. 13 years since Hurricane Katrina's landfall here on the Gulf Coast. Reminded by that, probably not in the car yet, but I'll remind her if she is early, if she's going to school early, happy birthday, baby. My eldest was born during the storm, and so it holds extra significance, lots of silver lining for me. I was driving yesterday, actually, going out to a birthday dinner for the children. Don't ask, there's 5 years separating them, but my children's birthdays are within 3 days of each other.
Oh, well, that works
no,
for you,
No, it was
right?
not by people. Like, oh, planning? No planning. Yes, they both have birthdays within 3 days of each other. So I'm driving out, and I'm on Benton Spur heading west, out towards Providence Hospital, just like I was on August 28th back in 2005.
Maybe feeling a little bit more anxiety back then.
Yes, very much so, that the baby that wasn't due for 6 weeks all of a sudden was coming, as my wife told me. We're having a baby. I said, no, that's going to happen in October. She said, no.
No, no, you're wrong, Sean.
It's going to happen right now. It ended up happening on the 29th. And, of course, so it holds extra significance. But for so many of us, that timeline here, I don't think we're going to forget it anytime soon. The 28th was a Sunday. I mean, I don't have to look at a note. I remember this a Sunday evening as the storm was approaching. Katrina hit on a Monday back on August 28th of 2005. Then Alabama Governor Bob Riley declared a state of emergency for our neck of the woods, and I think probably half the state of Alabama, in expectation of landfall from Hurricane Katrina. He also requested then President Bush to declare, quote, expedited major disaster declaration, end quote, for six counties in South Alabama, which was quickly approved. 350 National Guardsmen were called on to duty. On that Tuesday, August 30th, the state of Mississippi activated its National Guard August 26th in preparation for the storm's landfall. Additionally, state activated its Emergency Operations Center the next day. By Sunday, August 28th, most infrastructure along the Gulf Coast had been shut down, including all freight and Amtrak rail traffic, which, remember, we're talking about now, never did open back up after the storm, the damage from that. Louisiana taking those precautions as well. Of course, remember the stories of telling people to evacuate. They didn't evacuate there in New Orleans. And the story, you know, we know it here along the Gulf Coast. We know the real story. It seems the sad thing is that nationally they don't. But the Mississippi Gulf Coast, now we took it on the chin here in southwest Alabama, Mobile County way worse than Baldwin County, but we definitely took it on the chin. But the Mississippi Gulf Coast, our friends from the coast, they took it the worst. Now, did areas of Louisiana get big impact? Absolutely. You look at the areas of St. Bernard Parish in there, that absolutely got major, major damage. But the city of New Orleans, it was a levee breach. That was the problem.
Yep.
I mean, the actual damage they had from Katrina was not the issue. It was the levee breaching and that, you know, that high water that came in with that storm surge pouring in to New Orleans. And, you know, of course, the national story, it's all about New Orleans, but that's the aftermath. The day of, on the 29th, going into the 30th, the story really was the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Death toll from Katrina is uncertain, they say, with reports differing by hundreds. Why they still can't figure that out, I don't know. According to the National Hurricane Center, 1,836 fatalities can be attributed to the storm. One in Kentucky, two in Alabama, two in Georgia, two in Ohio, 14 in Florida, 238 in Mississippi, and 1,577 in Louisiana. Dr. Bill joins us in a couple minutes. We'll talk more about this and our forecast next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Longtime County Commissioner Grover Robinson will face Brian Spencer in the race for Pensacola mayor in November's general election. They were the two top vote-getters, besting four other candidates. And Ron DeSantis will be the Republican candidate for governor in Florida. He received 56% of the vote. Adam Putnam finished a distant second with 37%. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum won the Democratic nomination in the race for governor. He'll face off against DeSantis in November. New details in a shooting in Trinity Gardens late Monday night that involved a police officer. Pritchard Police tried to pull over 48-year-old LaVon Anderson when he ran several stop signs. It led to a chase into Mobile. Officers said they tried to approach Anderson's car, but he tried to run over them. When he tried to get out of the car and run, an officer shot him. He's being treated at a hospital. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says the man shot in Marlow Monday night is 20-year-old Corbin Miller. He's in stable condition. Investigators have identified the man believed to be the shooter as Kerry Bracey, also known as Mook. The Sheriff's Office says the shooting was over drugs. It happened at a trailer home on County Road 32. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk 1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk 1065.com.
Tuesday's primary results include Florida Democrats choosing Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum as their candidate for governor. Gillum hopes to be the state's first African-American governor. He'll face Ron DeSantis in November, who cruised to victory with an endorsement from President Trump.
I want to thank him for his support. I want to thank him for entrusting me with viewing me as somebody who could be a great leader for Florida. So thank you, Mr. President.
In Arizona, Republican Senate nominee Martha McSally won a bitter three-way fight, defeating former Sheriff Joe Arpaio and former State Senator Kelly Ward to focus on Democrat Kristen Sinema, her opponent in the general election.
This is how I see this campaign. It's a choice between a doer and a talker, between a patriot and a protester.
Over 150 people have been arrested in an ICE raid at a trailer company in North Texas, one of the largest raids at one work site in a decade. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Thomson Reuters has launched a $9 billion share buyback, sending its shares higher, and said it would complete the sale of a majority stake in its financial and risk unit to Blackstone October 1st. Papa John's founder John Schnatter's accusing Chief Executive Officer Steve Ritchie's inner circle of sexual misconduct, an allegation the company denies. Schnatter's trying to regain control of the pizza chain after resigning as chairman in July following reports he'd used a racial slur on a media training call. Hardee's is teaming up with Fruit Loops to launch a special mini donut version of the iconic cereal. They come in five bright colors and look like mini donut-sized Fruit Loops. And Hardee's promises they taste like them, too. You can scoop them up starting today. Modest gains in the markets, even as the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ set closing highs for a third day. The S&P 500 crossed 2,900 for the first time before giving up most of its gains to end the day less than a point higher. The NASDAQ added 12 and the Dow rose 14. Futures are flat. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
World has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5 and 76 now at our studios. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, it was 13 years ago today that one of the worst hurricanes to hit the United States made landfall, you know, just west of us.
That's right, and it wasn't a Category 5 when it made landfall, but it was a Category 5 when it was out over the Gulf of Mexico, and it, of course, pushed a lot of water onshore, even though it had lost some intensity. It pushed all that water into the Mississippi coast, and it was really Mississippi's hurricane. Had it not been for the break of a levee in the New Orleans area, New Orleans got off pretty good. But all that water was pushed onshore into Mississippi, and the storm itself actually had what we call a double eye wall. And larger storms tend to go through this eye wall replacement cycle. The eye becomes very small, it dissipates, a newer eye forms at a larger size, and it goes through that cycle. Well, when it hit the coast, it actually had two eye walls, and that made the storm much bigger in total area, which is why Mobile had such very high tides, high water levels for a storm that was way over around Pass Christian, which is where it made landfall.
Well, you've talked about this before with that second eye wall. That was that in the main eye wall, like you said, Pass Christian? The other one, was it as far west as Pascagoula? I heard you talking about in the past.
Yeah, that outer eye wall reached the Pascagoula area, where they had some wind gusts there as high as 140 miles per hour. So that outer eye wall came pretty close to the Mobile area.
And with that storm, you know, you talk about it's a Category 3 when it makes landfall, but it was, and I know in your Winds of Katrina video too, you explained it in depth, and I've linked that through on my Twitter feed, so hopefully people will go watch that. But you explain, I mean, it's a Category 3, but punches like a 5.
Yeah, if it's that, when a storm is a higher level, like Category 5 out on the Gulf, even though it may decrease as it gets near the coast, it is already pushing water equivalent to a Category 5. So that's something to think about. If the storm was stronger out on the Gulf, when it reaches the coast, and even though the winds may be dropping a bit, it's still going to push the water equivalent to a stronger storm.
You know, if people don't remember that very, very busy tropical weather year, I do for sure. And I remember you and I, later on in the year, we were talking about hurricanes that were named for letters in the Greek alphabet because we had run out of names.
Remarkable. It was remarkable. And, of course, that followed Hurricane Ivan the previous year. So the 2004-2005 was just a very memorable 2 years here along the Gulf Coast.
That is for sure. All right, let's talk about greener pastures and your forecast for today and looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, compared to Katrina now, it's almost calm.
That's right.
We're going to have storms today. We've got a pattern now of a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf, and then a series of little disturbances in the upper atmosphere that will swing through, and that's really going to help set off thunderstorms, particularly in the afternoon and early evening. So that's the case today. It's going to keep temperatures around 88 to 90 degrees. Tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off. We'll see a low in the mid-70s, and then we'll do it all again tomorrow with partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. Very good chance of thunderstorms tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. We'll keep this very active thunderstorm weather for Friday with temperatures in the upper 80s, and then even Saturday again with scattered to numerous thunderstorms, temperatures in the upper 80s. For the rest of the weekend, for Sunday and Monday, scattered afternoon and early evening thunderstorms, and temperatures again close to normal, around 88 to about 90 degrees.
All right, I would be remiss, I guess, in asking now in 2018 if you're watching anything in the tropics on this day.
Looking good right now across the Gulf of Mexico. There is a tropical wave. It's still kind of weak. That's moving through the Northeast Caribbean and extending on up through, say, Puerto Rico and into the Atlantic. We'll continue to watch that. But now the Atlantic's becoming very active in the tropics. Numerous thunderstorms, and wouldn't be surprised if we start to see some kind of circulation there over the next few days.
All right. Well, that's let's hope it's not a repeat of, you know, years and years ago. We'll hope it stays quiet. It's been nice this hurricane season. It's been nice. I want more of that.
Okay, Sean.
All right, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon. Our staff meteorologist, also coastal weather specialist, PhD in tropical weather. Linked it through on the Twitter feed just as part of a kind of a montage of things I put up for Katrina today. But you'll hit the link. It's the Winds of Katrina Part 1, and then you know how YouTube is. Once you watch that, if you stick around, it'll give you Part 2, Part 3. Mm-hmm. And it really is. It's a little bit nerdy, but I dig it. The discussion of the things that made Katrina, number one, be a 3 and punch like a 5, and all the really in-depth discussion of it 13 years ago today. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5, time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have a residential fire at Half Mile Road and Patterson Switch. It has Half Mile Road blocked off. Fire department's got the roadway cluttered there. Also at House Ferry and Moffitt have got an accident without injuries. His traffic flow looks good so far across the Bayway, northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. No delays. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home this Saturday, September 1st versus Louisiana Tech at 6 p.m. Find your tickets online at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, and I'm sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Sid, it's summertime. What are you guys seeing out there?
Well, Dalton, unfortunately, weeds, and more weeds. It's basically raining every day. It's hot. So weeds are outgrowing the grass, and that's what you're seeing. That's what we're seeing. So if you're a homeowner and you put out a weed and feed product in the spring, that's probably worn off by now. So our program, we're putting out a pre-emergent basically every application. That's just keeping weed seeds from germinating. Weed seeds germinate different times throughout the year, and if they break through the pre-emergent, we're getting them with a post-emergent. So we just provide a good program to cover weeds all year long, and we're fighting the good battle right now. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
And how do we get in touch with you to get you come out?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can give us a call, 626-3309.
Thanks, Sid. That's Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, top of the stack, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things which you need to know today. There's a whole bunch more, but these are the three big ones you need to start off with. Number one, Drag Queen Story Hour brings crowd with passionate comments to the Mobile City Council meeting. We'll get some of those comments, more from the members of the council than the people attending.
Lots of passion.
Lots of passion. Also, here we go. Mississippi lottery bill may be signed into law soon. That would leave Alabama on an island to itself with no lottery.
Do you think people will cross state lines to stand in a state that doesn't have the lottery? Or do you think more will leave the state? Any direction to play the lottery?
That's going to be the thing. Think about the fact now that Tennessee, Georgia, that if Mississippi's in Florida, you will be, I tell you what, we'll get a map of our state. I'll get on like a Google Earth Pro or something like that and do the little measure thing and try to measure where the furthest point away from getting to a lottery ticket will be.
The safest place in America.
That's right. If will they talk about Alabama getting a lottery, or is that ship sailed? We'll talk about that. And also, Fairhope names their first woman as chief of police. All those stories and a whole lot more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Now headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Senate has confirmed U.S. Magistrate Judge Terry F. Moore. President Donald Trump nominated Moore in September of 2017, and it's a historic move. Judge Moore's appointment is a lifetime appointment as a federal judge for the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Alabama in Mobile. Senator Doug Jones says in part, quote, "I was proud to support his confirmation today and to congratulate him personally for his historic appointment as the first African-American to hold this seat. Having practiced before him as a lawyer, I know him to be eminently qualified for this role." Senator Richard Shelby goes on to say, quote, "His decade of experience serving as a magistrate judge, along with his devotion to upholding the Constitution make him fit to serve in this prestigious role. While in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in November, Judge Morris said, quote, "A judge must be courteous and respectful to parties and attorneys, patient, open-minded, tactful, and fair to all parties. And a judge must decide matters based on the facts and law. And while a judge is still a person and cannot be expected to fully divorce themselves from all life experiences, their experiences should play no role in the decision-making process." Moore served as a magistrate judge on the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Alabama since 2007. A former sergeant finds himself on the other side of the law. Michael Barber was booked into Mobile County Metro Jail on 45 counts of forgery and one count of theft of property. He was arrested on Tuesday. He retired on May 10th while under administrative investigation, but that investigation does stretch past his retirement, now in the hands of the DA's office. He was a 26-year veteran of the police force. Chief Batiste says that we regret that Sergeant Barber's own actions resulted in criminal charges being brought against him. It saddens us that his actions have caused a betrayal of trust to the badge and to the public. We expect to know in the coming days more specifics of these charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Visit Dauphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches. Plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. In Florida, the incumbent in the House District 1 race didn't even bother to show up in the state for Tuesday's primary. Matt Gaetz stayed in Washington but pulled in 60% of the Republican vote. He'll face Democrat Jennifer Zimmerman in November. And Governor Rick Scott easily wins the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. He'll face longtime incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in November. Mobile City Council says it can do nothing to stop a drag queen from reading to kids. It's set to take place September 8th.
It's morally wrong. It's not legally wrong now. Because it's nothing against it. There's no law against reading.
The library says Rainbow Mobile met all requirements to book their meeting room. Some groups plan to protest. You give your kids Children's Advil. Pfizer is voluntarily recalling the suspension bubblegum flavor because of a labeling mistake. You could accidentally give your child too much. The dosage cup is marked in teaspoons, but the label on the bottle is marked in milliliters. The recall only affects the 4-ounce bottles sold between May and June of this year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now at Bailey's TV and Mattress, save up to $700 on Serta Eye Comfort. Get $200 in mattress savings and a free box spring. Or save up to $500 on select Serta adjustable foundations. And how about a big TV for football season? Sony 4K TVs start at just $499.95. Great deals on Serta mattresses and Sony TVs. Now at Bailey's TV and Mattress, Government and Lakeside, 666-0448.
648 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves beat Tampa 9-5 after scoring 4 runs in the 8th inning, including this 2-run shot from pinch hitter Tyler Flowers.
The pitch.
Fly ball down the line. Long run fair. That ball is gone. Tyler Flowers with his 6th home.
And with
yuck.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha. And with Washington beating Philadelphia for the second night in a row, 5-4, Atlanta now leads Philly by 4.5 games for the NL East lead, with just over 1 month remaining in the regular season. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Mets and Chicago Cubs game was suspended in the 10th inning because of rain, and the score was tied at 1 when they suspended that game. They'll finish the game today. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-2. Christian Yelich hit 2 home runs, but his Milwaukee Brewers fell to Cincinnati 9-7. The New York Yankees rallied in the 8th and 9th innings to beat the Chicago White Sox 5-4. Oakland beat Houston 4-3, and the A's are now only 1.5 games behind the Astros for the AL West division lead. Cleveland crushed Minnesota 8-1. Kansas City beat Detroit 6-2. Colorado snuck past the LA Angels 3-2. Boston beat Miami 8-7. And the LA Dodgers got the win against Texas 8-4. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost the series finale against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 5-4 in 10 innings with the score tied at 3-9. Mobile's Zach Gibbons hit an RBI single to give Mobile a 4-3 lead. But Pensacola would win the game with two outs in the bottom of the 10th when outfielder Aristides Aquino hit a two-run double. Bay Bears get tonight off before beginning their final five-game homestand of the season at the Hank. That begins tomorrow when Mobile takes on the Montgomery Biscuits tomorrow night through Labor Day. In college football, former Alabama Crimson Tide quarterback Blake Barnett has been named the starting quarterback for the University of South Florida. Barnett joined USF as a graduate transfer in May with two seasons of eligibility left. He began his career at Alabama and even started the 2016 opener before being replaced by Jalen Hurts. Barnett was a top-rated recruit out of high school in California. ESPN had him rated as the number one pocket passer and number 14 overall player back in the 2015 class. And news from our friends at the Mobile Sports Authority, Magnolia Grove Golf Course in Mobile has been awarded the right to host the Gulf South Conference's 2019 Men's and Women's Golf Championships. The course is part of Alabama's Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail and was recently named one of the top 50 public courses by Golf World magazine. The tournament will be held April 14th through 16th in 2019. 6:50 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, Ted, also speaking of Mobile Sports Authority, Danny Cordy's going to join me today on the Midday Show to talk about a Alabama High School Athletic Association cheerleading competition coming to our area very soon. So that's on the way, and we'll do that today at 1 o'clock.
Very cool.
Program note. Be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We have a residential fire that has Half Mile closed off at Half Mile Road at Paget Switch. Be careful, a lot of emergency vehicles in the roadway there. And another accident without injuries clearing at House Ferry and Moffitt. Again, school zones are going to be busy. Radar already backing down to 15 miles an hour. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures near 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You know that 7 out of 10 people over 65 need long-term care at home or in a nursing home? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. We have safe solutions with higher-than-average returns, no risk, and long-term care included. Call me at 625-1226. Jim Bird, Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Lace up your shoes and sign up for the 11th annual Go Run to benefit gynecologic cancer research. Saturday, September 15th at Moulton Tower on the USA campus Mitchell Center lawn. Registration begins at 6:30 a.m. with a 5K run at 8 and the fun run at 9. Registration August 1st through September 14th is $25 for adults, $10 for youth 10 and under. Race day registration is 30 and 15. Online at usahealthsystem.com/gorun.
All right, 6:53, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, a man who kept dine and dashing on dates could be looking at time in Hotel Gray Bar. could be going to prison, the Dine and Dasher. We'll give you more stories on that in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Allegations of not following rules and diversity issues. That's what's led Ralph Young to file a complaint with the Democratic National Committee challenging the election of State Chairwoman Nancy Worley. The Jefferson County Democrat has filed the complaint with the National Party officials, arguing that rules and diversity requirements were broken when the Alabama Democratic Party elected their leader. Worley was reelected as chairwoman this month with the backing of Joe Reed. Young says that Worley gave inadequate notice of the meeting and violated other rules. He also says the election does not comply with diversity requirements. Young says the party's minority caucus, led by Reed, nominated only African Americans to the executive committee, while the DNC recognizes a, quote, rainbow of diversity. Worley responded back, saying that the party follows well-established procedures and bylaws. News out of Mississippi this morning, as the Mississippi House has reversed itself and passed a bill to create a state lottery. That's the very same bill it killed 24 hours earlier. The bill now heads to Governor Phil Bryant's desk, who is expected to sign it into law. Mississippi is one of six states without a lottery, and Bryant has been said to be pushing lawmakers for more than 1 year to create one. He says he wants to use that money to help pay for highways and bridges. Monday night, the lottery bill passed the Senate but failed in the House. The House, though, voted 58 to 54 on Tuesday to pass the bill. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. Somebody get a note to Governor Ivey's office to take a look at our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. With Mississippi moving towards a state lottery, is it time for Alabama to have a vote on its own state lottery? Here you go, folks. 94%. Of the FM Talk 106.5 respondents here, 94% say yes, Alabama needs to vote on having a lottery. Although, you know, I'm in that camp too. Like I said, it's you can be in that camp and not be pro-lottery, or you can be agnostic, but do we the people have a right to vote on that? 6% said no, Alabama does not need a lotto vote. So you can vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com, and then Dine and Dash. You've heard of this before, right? Where people eat and then slip out of the restaurant or run for it.
Heard of it. I'm the king of it.
He's right here. I'll hold him for you, MPD. 45, you know, I mean, it's theft, but you got a 45-year-old guy who should know better. Paul Gonzalez from Pasadena, California. He's been running a scam for the last few years doing this. He would meet women on dating apps. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go on a date with them to a nice restaurant somewhere in Los Angeles area and then disappear on them before the bill was paid. He did it at least 10 times between May of 2016 and April of this year, and 8 women had to cover the bill. The restaurant handled the other 2. Well, the cops finally figured out his identity in July, and he was arrested on Saturday. Even though dining and dashing on 10 dates might sound like might not sound to many like a major crime, apparently it is. He is facing 10 felony charges for things like extortion and grand theft.
Good.
And he could get up to 13 years in prison. Well, listen, first of all, going to dinner in Los Angeles, it probably is over the, you know, threshold for it being a felony. But yeah, and ladies, how would you respond to that? If you had this nice dinner and then like he said, hey, excuse me, I'm going to go to the restroom, and he never comes back.
Why dash when you can do the forgotten wallet move where he could just say, this was a great dinner, but I don't have my wallet.
Once again, I'm going to refer you to the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which you have not seen yet.
I have seen.
Oh, you have seen. Okay,
yes.
Okay. You've seen that. So you know I'm talking about the wallet scene in the restaurant when you have your buddy bring it to you. All right, 6:57. We'll be right back.